Western producer, India's winter pulse crop production will fall well short of the government's official estimate, says a leading pulse analyst from that country. G. Chandrasekhar, senior editor of the Hindu Business Line, is forecasting 15 million tons of Rabi pulse production. India's Ministry of Agriculture is predicting 19.65 million tons by comparison. The biggest difference is their chickpea estimates. Chandrasekhar is forecasting 11 million tons versus the government's record 13.6 million ton estimate. Chandrasekhar told the Global Pulse Confederation during a video interview that his number is still a big crop, considering India's annual chickpea consumption is less than 9 million tons. His lentil estimates is identical to the government's at 1.6 million tons, up from last year's crop of 1.3 million tons. It makes sense because we have an additional 300,000 hectares, 741,000 acres, more land planted to lentils, he said. Chandrasekhar noted that India's annual lentil demand exceeds 2 million tons, so there will still be room for imports. However, India's lentil import duty exemption is set to expire on March 31, 2023. He doesn't know what will transpire after that. Gaurav Jain, analyst with AgPulse Analytica, is forecasting a similar Rabi pulse harvest as last year's 1.9 million tons, which is more in line with the government's official forecast. While desi chickpea production will be 750,000 tons to 1 million tons lower than 2022, we expect lentil production to be up around 400,000 tons, kabulis by 250,000 tons and an uptick in other pulses to compensate the rest of the desi chickpea losses, he said in an email. His lentil number would be the same as the other two forecasters, at around 1.6 million tons. We expect India to import 600,000 to 700,000 tons of lentils in 2023-24, nearly 150,000 tons lower than 2022-23, said Jain. Canadian lentil prices had been firming before Australia revised its lentil estimate on March 7 to 1.4 million tons, up from its December forecast of 1.05 million tons. That is about twice the size of a normal Australian harvest. Jain said March is a critical month for Rabi pulse development in India. February was hotter than normal, but there are no indications that March weather will harm yield substantially, he said. Chandrasekhar said pigeon pea prices are well above the government's minimum support price due to a poor Kharif, summer, harvest last year. He worries about the fate of the next Kharif crop of pigeon peas as well. The U.S. National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration believes there is about a 50% chance that an El Niño weather event will develop this summer. That would create dry conditions for India's next pigeon pea crop, which would be developing, maturing during that period. It would be really disastrous for India, said Chandrasekhar. Let's hope and pray that it doesn't happen. Imported green lentils are sometimes used as a substitute for pigeon peas. Jain said India's current pigeon pea shortfall is being met by imports of the crop from other countries, so he doubts there will be more green lentil imports than usual for the time being. AgPulse Analytica is forecasting 800,000 tons of pigeon pea imports for 2022-23 as well as 2023-24. Jain is not as concerned as Chandrasekhar about the effects of El Niño on this year's Kharif crops. Forecasters are calling for neutral ENSO conditions until July, by which time India's southwest monsoon will be receding. However, if conditions shift to a strong El Niño, there could be ramifications for next year's Rabi, winter, crop. Jain noted that the Indian government has adopted multiple measures to control domestic food price inflation. We can expect the government to get more aggressive for the next 14 to 15 months, as general elections are looming, he said. Contact sean.pratt@producer.com.